This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio with KCBX News. I'm Greta Moore. Theater seats filled for live performances are now a thing of the pre-pandemic past, but for the San Luis Obispo Symphony, the music plays on. Reporting for the KCBX Arts Beat, Angel Russell looks into how the symphony's concerts of the near future will be performed.
Principal oboist for the Slow Symphony, Jessica Hoffman, is playing solo these days. Back in March, the pandemic shutdown meant she could no longer play live with her colleagues in theaters. For a while, she says she lost the music in herself, having only recently brought her oboe out of its case after collecting dust for months.
I couldn't face picking it up knowing that I can't play for people.
The last Slow Symphony performance in front of a crowd was on March 7th, and then the state went into lockdown. At the time, Hoffman and her fellow players didn't think the closures would last very long.
Then April happened, and then May, and then my closest friends and I were dying, because it's just not as fun to play by yourself.
At that last concert, Anna Miller was in the audience, watching the symphony perform live for the first time. She had just moved to the Central Coast from Washington to take on her new position as the Slow Symphony's executive director. But leading up to that performance, word about a deadly virus was spreading.
There kind of was this feeling. Things were not normal. And so it was interesting to look around, and some folks were still hugging and shaking hands, and other folks were keeping distance. And about half of our audience didn't feel comfortable being there at all.
Then about 2 weeks later, California went into lockdown, and Miller had to start a new job and a new home during a new crisis. But the stay-at-home orders didn't stop her from working on ways to keep the music playing.
We have a plan A through Z, essentially, of how our musicians are going to be able to play and create their art form in a safe and healthy way.
The Slow Symphony is launching two new ways to enjoy its music: streaming concerts from the comfort of your home, or for a more social experience. In August, the symphony is hosting a drive-in theater series where the audience watches a recorded concert on the big screen from their cars. For oboist Jessica Hoffman, it's a chance to be reunited with her fellow musicians.
For creative people, if you don't have your outlet, you're not as happy. So by playing music with other people for people is really one of the things that makes me really happy.
The plan is to record the symphony playing in an empty concert hall together, but the musicians will be spaced further apart, and the ones who can wear a mask while playing will be. Maestro Andrew Sewell says it's better for the orchestra to perform live together in person than through a Zoom call in separate rooms.
The thing about musicians, we love to perform together, and it's been very difficult not being together. But in an orchestra, so much depends upon ebb and flow and nuance and creativity. So you do lose that spontaneity that is inherent in a live performance.
Sewell says he's hoping this may also open a door for people new to classical music. Since ticket prices to the drive-in experience will not be as high as a live concert, he's hoping it'll attract a new audience. Miller says she's been hearing an overwhelming amount of bad news in the arts world due to the pandemic domino effect, but she thinks art and music are going to get us through it.
To me, those are things that are not only a metric of health for our society and for our community, but they're really the lifeblood of our experience as individuals.
Reporting in San Luis Obispo, I'm Angel Russell.
The KCBX Arts Beat is made possible by a grant from the Shanbrom Family Foundation.